All right. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Argue This.
Oh, my God, babe.
The Human Podcast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love doing Argue This because I get to, like, make, like, my friend upset and just say the most wild shit that I hold back on this podcast just to let you know. I don't show him all the fucking black dick that I show you, because he's like, he just looks down fucking in the shower. He's like, oh, black dick every day. So I have to show you black dick, but I go way harder with words.
That's what she said.
She said she goes way harder with words?
Mm-hmm. That was my contribution.
Okay. Well, that is my wife over there. I am Alex the Truck, and we also have Courtney with us. Say hello.
Oh. Wait, Courtney, where are you?
What? I'm right here.
It said, I'm doing the introductions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you don't do that, and sometimes you do, and I was zoning out a little bit looking at Am I the Assholes now. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, guys.
It's fine. This episode is going to be a bit of a heretic episode because I was inspired today. I was inspired by the Bible, the word of the Lord. That Lord being somebody else's Lord, not my Lord. And so we're going to go over some fucking stories of the Bible. And let's just start out with one of my favorites, the story of Job. Courtney, are you familiar with this story? Are you familiar with the Bible at all? Or do you just zone out when you're, like, at church with your family?
Oh, I wear headphones.
She's like what are you talking about? I don't hear. I don't hear the word of the Lord over there. Uh-uh. She's like, I'm there for the food afterwards, like some donuts.
No, we don't even stay for the food, so that's part of the reason why I get annoyed, too.
The fuck?
What?
Your family's like, we're only here for the Lord.
They weren't doing it for a while, but even when they weren't staying. So, I mean, like, that kind of made me annoyed. Like, the whole point of going to church is to get to know the other people there.
Yes, it's fellowship.
They just go there, sit there, and then don't converse with anyone else, and we leave right away at the end. So that's why I didn't want to go anymore. Like,
yeah,
there's no point.
Church is boring.
Yeah.
But I had to go to church because my mom like identified as Mexican or something, and so we had to go to Catholic church. You know, and they're like, the peace I bring with you, and peace you share with each other. You know, give each other the peace now. And I'm like, I put like peace signs on my finger. I'm like, peace. And they're like, what? No, shake my hand. Touch me. Spread COVID everywhere. I'm like, I don't want to touch this old man. He like wants to like put his fingers in me. So I was forced to do that. And my mom would sign me up for different fucking bullshit nonstop. Like, she's like, hey, I'm voluntelling you to come do this dumb bullshit.
She was trying to keep you out of drugs.
And look where it pushed me, straight into drugs.
Yep.
I'm literally drinking a Crown Royal and Coke. God, that's good.
Okay, don't chew the cord.
Yeah, you have my wife has her most retarded cat with her. But back to the story of Job. This is God's number one dude, like before Jesus was born, and he loved God so much that God just abandoned him to the devil and let the devil fuck his life for an unknown amount of time, but enough to where he is out there getting his kids killed. All his cattle killed. Everything he ever had is gone. His wife left him.
Multiple wives.
He had multiple wives?
Yeah.
I thought he had just had like one.
I think he had like three.
I didn't pay that much attention to the Bible. I was zoning out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would happen.
Yeah, I mean, like when you know you're going to have to like suck some priest stick after church, it's like, oh man, but I really want that donut. Yeah, you're not really paying attention. Like, Sunday school was pretty fun because I got to be a terror there, and there's, like, no repercussions that can really come to me. It's like, you're getting kicked out. I'm like, cool.
Well, when I was a kid, I never went to church at all except for, like, the major holidays. And then it was when I was a teenager when I started going because my best friend Georgia went. And then I ended up getting her and my so she had an uncle, and I set him and my mom up.
What?
Yeah.
Babe, can you pass me my beer?
Where's your beer? And then, like, he was the youth pastor.
It, like,
I know, right? He's a cool guy.
Did she get dick from this dude?
She convinced him to he lost his virginity to her.
How old was he?
He was like older. Well, the thing is, like, when he was
like
younger,
40
he,
or he, above.
Well, he's what? Old. He's her age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your mom is old as shit, but. Yeah.
No, so what happened was when he was a teenager, he ended up going off his rocker and, like, got into, like, really bad drugs and stuff. And so when he got into the church, it was his lifeline.
What a fucking dork. I hate this guy. I hope he fucking does a bunch of drugs again, because drugs are awesome. Okay?
He's not.
Oh, my God.
No,
babe,
like,
you can't hate on Courtney's stepdad.
If it affects you so much that it ruins your life, then I don't think you're a person that should do drugs. Just like there are certain people that can't have alcohol, there are certain people that shouldn't do drugs.
Find out what drugs are good for you and do those drugs. Like, don't do meth. Stay away from meth. You know, stay away from crazy shit. But, you know, try drugs again.
Oh my God, he's
not. Is he still your stepdad?
Yeah, they married. They got married.
Oh my God.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah.
Now I can accurately, you know, make fun of him.
Have you ever met him?
The one that starts with G?
He was, yes. Like, really sad that he... So my mom convinced him to sleep with her before they got married. And, like, he was really sad about that until they tied the knot. And then he felt better, I think, about it. But
You feel bad because, you know, that post-nut, you know, clarity. You're like, what am I doing? But, like, when your balls are filling up with jizz, it's like your body is like, you have to get rid of this. It's like, you see that fucking ugly girl over there? You go fucking deposit in her.
No, your body reabsorbs the semen you don't use.
No, that's a myth created by women. Demonize us men.
I'm pretty sure one of us in the room went to medical school and it wasn't you.
I'm pretty sure one of us has a penis and balls.
That is an undeniable fact, but I'm still right.
I mean, I know I'm right, so. I mean, all you have to do is just start jerking off in the toilet. It's a game changer.
No.
Yeah, no, he's...
My cat left my lap.
Good. He's retarded.
He was so cozy.
Wait, no. I think he wants out.
Tough titties.
Okay, you're trapped in this fucking room until we're done with the podcast.
No unsupervised behavior for you.
You got like 40 minutes, cat.
Oh, why? What's she doing?
The cat is a piece of shit.
He's still being a dick to Mochi.
And terrorizes my cat. And, you know, God needs to come back and fucking teach him a lesson.
That's why I got the big kennel.
I am God.
I'm literally creating my cat.
Oh, well.
It's worth it, though.
Yep.
You're, like, giving... you putting that cat in that kennel is, like, you know, Britain sending all the prisoners to Australia. And, like, this is your cage now.
Basically, yeah.
And they're like, all right, we can come on over here and say cunt now, right? And it's like, yeah, you're prisoners. All right, cunt, 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 cunt. And Australia was born. And they're like, all right, well, what are these? It's like, I have absolutely no idea. It's like, we'll call them Abos then, for short.
Whenever I hear the word Australia, I always think of Austria first, and I'm like, wait, which one?
Yeah.
Like, every single time.
Austria creates fucking dictators of Germany. That's where Hitler was from.
I know, but now I'm thinking of Sound of Music, so...
And Hitler's birthday was also 420.
It had to be redeemed. The date, I mean.
I mean, it's still not redeemed. Like, you know, stoners, like, use it as a shitty holiday and be like, oh, we're going to get stoned on 420, and we're going to get stoned at 420. 420, 420. I'm like, you don't need an excuse. You get high every day, you stupid stoners.
Yep.
You're like, oh, my, yeah, that's right, we do, man. Yeah, wake and bake. And not to hate on stoners.
I don't like waking and baking. Like, I really don't like that. Like, I like to be awake for, like, several hours before I get high.
Yeah, it's because you can't afford to wake and bake.
No, I don't like it. It makes my head feel weird. You know when you, like, take, like, a nap in the middle of the day and then, like, the rest of your day is ruined? Like, that's how it is for me.
Are you kidding me? Like, I think it was, like, either last week. I'm pretty sure it was last weekend. I got day drunk, played video games.
Okay, there's a difference between getting high in the morning and getting drunk in the morning. Two very big differences. Okay, I like getting drunk in the morning.
But I was, like, day drinking, took a fucking nap for, like, a couple hours, and then woke up and fucking rocked the rest of the night. It was awesome. Like, I continued drinking, too.
Sorry, I had to shut the door.
Yeah, no, champagne exists for a reason.
I don't drink champagne, okay? I drink hard alcohol. I have Jose Cuervo here, Tito's Handmade Vodka, two bottles of Bacardi, white rum and dark rum, and a bottle of gin. And aluminum cups that I got from Walmart. These things are game changers.
Do they stay cold?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just like a can.
Well, I'm asking.
Yeah, no, they're pretty cool. I like them. They get all frosty and shit.
That's good.
The second story of the Bible that I absolutely love is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a town where they had too much fun and God was not down with that. God was like...
God's always been a big party pooper.
Yeah, he's like a cock block, you know, until he's like, hey, Mary, yeah, you're like, what, 13? Okay, good enough. I'm going to pump a baby into you. So God is a pedophile. I'm going to say that right now.
100%.
God is a pedophile that should be canceled. And we shouldn't be, you know, fucking, you know, pointing fingers at Muhammad, who had like a 9-year-old fucking child bride, without pointing fingers at God, who fucking killed everyone in the world, apparently, except for some animals and Noah and his family. So God is a fucking pedophile that should be canceled. And we should stop, you know, doing this religious bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I look at everyone, it's like, I love God. It's like, you know, here's like, get the fuck out of that. Yes, there's fucking salmon remnants in there.
Oh, yeah, he's got to get into that.
Yeah, I'll fucking throw it away later. Like, I have a 5-gallon bucket in my office I use as a trash can. And I don't know if you know this, but every car comes with a built-in trash can. I mean, you can, you know, have a passenger sit there too, but it's just you can throw fucking shit. Just it's great.
My car is super dirty.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad right now.
I know, cause it got cleaned for me.
But yeah, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. God was upset that these motherfuckers were having a good time butt fucking and, you know, just generally being happy without God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What if they were drag queens?
I'm sure there was.
Well, no, what it was they wanted to fuck some angels, supposedly, that came down and visited.
Yeah, of course. They're like, let us in and let us fuck those. Yeah. When you want to go put your penis in things, you want to put your penis in things. Don't come down.
This could be a Big Mouth episode.
Don't come down from fucking heaven if you don't want to get fucked. That is the moral of the story. God is a fucking dumb shit and sent down a couple angels. Okay, let us in. Bang, bang, bang. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to fucking just destroy this entire town. I know you worked hard on it and you enjoyed the butt fucking, but you, like Lot and your family, like you all need to leave. And if you turn around and look at the town as I'm destroying it, I'm going to kill you. Which is a dick move. And this dude's like running away with his wife and two daughters. They're running down. And it's like, and his wife is like, what? You know, because she probably like heard like the distillery blow up or something. She's like, no, distillery. And turns into a pillar of salt.
She was a salty bitch.
Salty bitch that, you know, her town got destroyed. And, you know, Lot and his two kids, his two daughters go into a cave. They get him drunk and then immediately start fucking their dad.
Yep.
I'm like,
to continue on the bloodline or whatever.
Why?
The Bible is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like.
And I feel like it was the other way around too. Like, I highly doubt two sisters are like,
girls are weird, and they probably wanted kids. So
Would you write this down? Like, no one was really there in the cave. God doesn't exist. And
yeah, like someone had to fucking write that down. Like, yeah,
and so
up.
Like Lot's like, and I fucked my two daughters. And like the editor of the book's like, like Lot, like change that. It's like, they got me drunk and fucked me. It's like better. Like, you, how about you just like cut that part out and just like lie and say that they met two like good Christian men and got pregnant by them. It's like, but that's not what happened. I totally fucking smashed on my daughters and fucked the shit out of them.
Becky let me smash.
Oh, wow.
It's like, Lot, just
is
like, change it. Because I don't, like, they were women. I don't think they even know how to read. So, it was definitely the dude that wrote that shit. You know, made himself out to be a victim. Like, my town got destroyed. My wife is gone. I bet you he just, like, over-exaggerated, like, his house got burnt down because, like, he, like, wanted to fuck his own daughters, and he's like, you don't all get to fuck my daughters. I don't want sloppy seconds. And they kicked him out of the town and took his wife. And so,
well, there's, you know, there's even, like, lost books of the Bible that's found that has really out there shit. Like, how Jesus actually might have been married to Mary Magdalene, the prostitute. And
the prostitute?
Yeah, the prostitute.
You said prostitute.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, well. And how when the flood happened, it was because during that time, God had sent angels to live among the people. And they had interbred with humans and created the Phylum, which were like
Nephilim.
Giants and like mishappen, and like they were kind of stupid, and they killed, like they were killing humans and stuff, and that's why he sent the flood. Yeah.
Well, like, bring down these angels again.
I know, right?
What if they were aliens instead?
I know, that's quite honestly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, like, no, the Bible never fucking made sense. You know, you go to, like, the beginning of the Bible, all the way through, it's like, hey, yeah, God fucking was in a time crunch to create the entire everything. He did it in, like, 6 days.
Seven. Oh, actually, you're right, never mind.
Yeah, 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. So he's like, I gotta make everything happen. You know, he's like, okay, light. And, like, that's, like, the first day. He's like, you know, all right, good enough for me.
That must have taken, like, a lot of energy.
To make light?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think so. Just turn on a flashlight, you dumb fucking God. Like, it would be great, like, if God, like, smote me, like, right now.
I mean, I wouldn't find it great.
I'd find it hilarious. I'd be like, oh, God's real!
Like, what does smote even mean? Like, are you struck by lightning or is, like, something else going on?
Like, my penis gets even shorter.
Ugh, that'd be sad.
It's like, take that, Alex. It's like, no, you're going to lose half your penis. Not a half inch. It's like, half inch gone. I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't give a fuck. God's bitch anyway. But yeah, I mean, like, start out, and, you know, the dude's like, I made the fucking earth cool, that's, you know, checked. And then, like, on, like, the last day, he, like, made man and probably all the animals. I don't remember, like, what he did in the other days. I guess he was just being a lazy bitch.
He made, like, the oceans and volcanoes.
Not hard to do, just pee.
And the fish in the sea. I know that's an important passage.
Follow me like the fish in the sea. You won't find nobody else like me. Song's about heroin. It's a great song. Yeah. No, I pulled my lip. I spilt a little bit of my alcohol on my. But yeah, I mean, like, he's like, hey, Adam, you know. So you're the first dude, and I'm going to name you Adam. Not, like, any, like, God language shit. Just, like, basic fucking white Starbucks bitch Uggs in the fucking, you know. And it's like, Adam, and you are going to be Eve. Fucking unoriginal fuck this God. And he's like, and, like, I imagine, like, you know. He's like, all right, Adam, here you go. He's like, oh, man, I can't wait to fuck all these animals. And God's like, no, you can't fuck the animals. He's like, what else am I going to fuck? He's like, all right, good point. You know, it's like, all right, let me take a rib. And comes back probably like 7 days later because, you know, God overcomplicated the fucking woman.
No, he was improving from a rough draft.
No, just added too many fucking moving parts. He's like, and we're going to, you know, give her this uterus to make babies. And he comes back and, like, you know, Adam's just, like, sitting there, like, fucking, like, a mule or something. Like, ugh.
Aw, the poor mule.
No, the mules have fucking big old pussies.
Wait, were mules invented by God or did man make mules?
I'm sure, like, we made mules.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
God
was,
didn't
like,
make anything. I'm sure, like, we just did it all. And he takes credit.
Oh my god, like that episode from Rick and Morty?
Which one?
The one where, like, the kid gets lost in, like, the fantasy world and he starts fucking shit?
Oh yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, he didn't have a woman to fuck, so he's like, you know, why did you give me a penis that gets hard for no fucking reason, you asshole? And so he's like, you know, they're just, like, fucking, like, fish and shit. And he comes back, like, 7 days later with, like, an overcomplicated, you know, emotional being. Like, here you go. And Adam's like, all right, dude, like, you know, stick your penis in whatever you want over here, bro. And he's like, wait, where's your penis? God, you forgot the penis on this one. And you made the tits, like, way too big. Like, what the fuck is up? He's like, no, this is a female for you to fuck so you can stop fucking all the animals. That's wrong. No more fucking the animals. It's like, dude, I'm pretty sure that sheep likes it. The sheep is backing into me now. I mean, it cried the first time, but... Like, what else do I have to fucking do? You made the perfect world for me. It's like, well, now you have to fuck her. And it's like, all right. So, hey, you... We have one rule here. Don't eat the fruit of whatever that tree is. And she's like, this one? And like, that's the one. She's like, wow, you're naked. I'm like... Okay, that's a fucking dumb bitch. I guess, you know, in for a fucking penny, in for a dollar. Let's do it.
I thought it was a pound.
In for a pence, in for a pound, but it's like a penny, pound.
I know, but a pound's worth more money than a dollar, right?
Not really, no. I think it actually went down.
Oh, that's sad.
But yeah, he's like, fine, I'll fucking, you know, see what's up. And, you know, he's like, I'm going to eat this fucking apple too. It's like, you listen to the snake? There's no hole for me to fuck this thing. I didn't get to fuck it. And, like, the snake was just jealous that it didn't get fucked. Like, all the other animals were getting fucked, and, like, the snake's like, can you get me? And Adam's like, I can't. There's, like, no hole for me to fuck you. So that's why he was mad and convinced Eve to eat that apple and fucked over the entire human race. Because a snake does not have a big enough pussy to fuck.
Snakes have two-headed penises. They're called hemipenes.
Yeah, I don't look at snake penises. Strangely, I know. It's weird.
They're cool looking.
Yeah, I mean... Like, is there, like, big black snakes that have, like, bigger dicks?
I don't know. I only, like, played with ball pythons. They don't get that big.
Ball pythons can get pretty big. They have, like, little puppy noises, though.
They have cute puppy noises. Snoots, snoots.
I never understood people that are afraid of snakes.
Snoots need like, boots.
I'm like, you have to be bigger than me for me to be afraid of you. Like, fucking buffalo. I'm afraid of buffalo.
Like, nope ropes are so soft.
I'm afraid of bears.
Shiny. You're afraid of bears?
Yeah. A mama bear will come and fuck your ass. She'll grow a dick and fuck your ass with it.
Am I scared of bears?
You should be.
I don't know that I'm scared of bears.
A bear... Like, you'll be like, I'm in my car, ha, 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 bear, you can't get me. And the bear will just peel your fucking roof off like an easy can opener. And, you know, be like, ooh, you know, car snacks. And fucking just start eating you. It doesn't give a fuck.
Is it wrong that I think people who go to Yellowstone are weird?
I feel like people that go to Yellowstone and die deserve it.
Oh, 100%.
Did I ever tell you the story of when I went to Yellowstone?
You went to Yellowstone?
Yeah.
What was it like, besides stupid?
So I went to Half Dome.
I thought that was in Tahoe.
It might be Yosemite, actually. It's like the same thing, though.
It is not the same thing.
It's the exact same thing. But
I thought Yuma Site had the geysers.
I've definitely been to both. Because I've traveled, and I'm like, oh, look, yo, Yosemite, Yellowstone, it doesn't matter. They're both fucking shitty places where people go missing all the fucking time. What are you looking for?
My phone.
I don't know.
I know, so I'm looking for it.
I have the internet at my fingertips. I can, do you want me to?
No, I found my phone.
Let me see where the fuck Half Dome is. Where is Half Dome?
Yosemite. Half Dome?
Yeah, see in Yosemite.
Yosemite's in California, right?
Yosemite is a big area.
Like I thought, it was like California and Nevada. Did you ever go to the
Where
Ponderosa
is Yosemite?
Ranch?
I went to Ponderosa High School.
But did you go to the ranch?
No. Why would I go to a ranch to look
it
at
was
Ponderosa?
So hokey. Oh my god.
Come on, scroll out. Yeah, no, it's over in fucking California.
Okay, so the question remains. Have you gone to Yellowstone?
Yeah, I've been through Yellowstone.
Okay.
Yellowstone. Yellowstone Caldera. Yeah, over there in Wyoming. We could go right now. Yeah, I've definitely been through fucking Yellowstone. 100%. Yeah, Glendive, Miles City, Billings. Yes. 100% I've been through Yellowstone. Did I stop in Yellowstone and fucking take a piss? No.
Smart.
Courtney, have you ever been out to, like, any, like, crazy, like, place like that?
No. Well, I mean, I went to, like... The only other places I've really gone to have been Hawaii and Puerto Rico. And like,
she's a smart white person that doesn't go to places she doesn't belong.
Oh my goodness.
I know. But more fucking Bible stories. I enjoy fucking criticizing the fucking Bible. Just going through the entire goddamn thing. Revelations is just an acid trip. I'm convinced on this.
Oh, I agree with you totally on that front.
Yep.
It's just some dude that fucking probably had some, like, moldy wheat bread, and, like, it had, like, the ergot on it, which created, like, lysergic acid, and he's just tripping balls and just writing fucking like a madman. It's like, holy shit, the harlot and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah. We need to get you, like, new headphones, Courtney.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? I do. I need to get new headphones. I'm going to. I just needed to. I haven't really looked at which ones I want. I'm like, man, I want to get some DVDs and other stuff. And they're just sitting in there because I can't decide what posters I want for my room.
Some DVDs?
Yeah, and posters. So Alex got me this Fox thing for Christmas, and it looked really cool, and I went online and found a matching one, but it was a tiger, and I was going to put one on each side of my windows in my room, and unfortunately the tiger sold out and they don't carry it anymore, so I need to figure out what to do instead, and now I'm stuck trying to figure out what to do instead.
Like, there's a part of me that wants to support, like, local artists, like, in my, you know, in my state, like, Colorado, and maybe, like, New Mexico. Just, like, local, like, artists trying to make a living and just be like, hey, you know, make me something, I'll pay you a couple $100 for it.
Huh.
You know, like, let's see what you got. What can you do? You know, you want to come in here and fucking do a mural on a wall? Come in here and do a mural on a wall. You know, pay him $500. Like, boom, you just fucking made some money off your art. Like, there's a painting that my wife really likes, and it's like 3D textured. The one of the flower that you really like.
My shadow boxes?
No, the one over Ben's.
Oh, yeah. I really like that one. Texture's important when it comes to art for me.
And I just want to see, like, find someone local that can do that shit. Also, I want the fucking bungee jumping Jesus. Like the one that has, like, Jesus, like, all stretched out. And, like, he's off the cross, like, just bungee jumping. It's so great. Just, like, look up bungee jumping Jesus if you have no idea what I'm talking about here.
I have to. Because I don't know.
Yeah, like, just, like, imagine, like, Jesus on a cross, and then he's off, but, like, attached to his feet is a rope. And it just, like, looks like he's bungee jumping.
Oh.
But, like, I want one where you can, like, press a button and it shoots him off, and he, like, bungee jumps down. And like, woo, woo, woo. And then you, like, put him back on. And it's, like, on a spring. Yeah, that's fun. God.
That seems kind of stupid.
Yeah, I mean, dude, like, we fucking specialize in fucking stupid. What are you doing?
I'm Googling dark sky parks.
What?
Dark sky parks. Like, where is West Cliff, Colorado?
It's over by, like, go down to, like, Canyon City.
Is that, like, far?
Yeah, it's pretty far. We deliver over there, like, if you must know.
Oh, it's only, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's pretty far. For you. For me, it ain't shit.
Oh, my God. Sometimes my commute to work was 2 hours, okay? Obviously not distance-wise, but time-wise.
Yeah, my commute for work is 11. So, every day.
Aren't we, like, near, like, the Great Sand Dunes Park, too?
That's over in Alamosa. About 2.5 hours away.
Okay, so West Cliff is closer, then.
Yes.
All right, that's where I want to go.
To West Cliff?
Mm-hmm.
Why, what's over there?
A dark sky park.
A I like my brain is just saying Dyke Star Park. What is a dark?
I'm clearly not pronouncing it correct.
You're pronouncing it just fine. I am night drinking at this point. Okay, that is why I'm making fun of the Bible. Blah blah blah. Looking at planets. Blah 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 blah.
I want to go do that.
You want to go look at shit like this? Okay, yes. Yeah, we can do that. There's places that are like just like this all over. Like you would really like Wolf Creek. Because during the summer, ain't shit up there. No one lives up there. And it's just a big old mountain pass. And at the top, like, I get out constantly, like, when I'm coming back early.
Mm-hmm.
I'll, like, you know, get to the summit of Wolf Creek Pass. And it'll be, like, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'll just sit out and, like, look at the stars. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty fucking cool. Because there's no light pollution out there. Not for miles. And you just, you know, you're able to look.
Yeah, that's what I want to go do.
Well, let me see. Westcliff. Because I know how to get there.
Yeah, the other towns are like even farther out.
I mean, none of this is too far out. Like, Alamosa is 2 hours and 45 minutes from here. It's about, yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely look into that for you. And we can go out there and look at stars.
Yes, I like looking at stars.
I mean, we can also probably go to, fucking Gold Camp. It's like here in town, but it's like far out of town. And it has like a makeout point. We can go look at the stars up there.
I like makeout points.
Yeah, it's where babies, accidental babies are made. That, like, you go to a makeout point and then you fuck in your car because the cops ain't coming up there for shit. They don't give a fuck. And you're far enough out and you're sitting up there fucking in your car and then babies just come out.
Huh?
I wonder how many people realistically were made that way, just accidentally, and their parents just lied to them, saying, you were a planned pregnancy. We wanted you. Because I know people like that are trying to get pregnant. I'm like, it's fucking easy to get pregnant.
Okay, so for years, my parents told me that I was born like a year after their marriage, and then one day I got a hold of my birth certificate, and no, I was born 3 months after they were married. They just lied to me about my birthday for years.
Yeah.
Seriously? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, but when I knew you, you knew your birth year. It's 1992.
Yeah, but I thought it was 1993 for the longest time.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
When did you find out? Do you remember?
When I was applying to go to community college, and they're like, we need your birth certificate. And I was like, hey, Dad, where's my birth certificate? And he was like, I don't know. And my mom's like, oh, here it is. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. Because I don't want to start drama.
You definitely knew before then.
Courtney, you know how shitty my memory is. This is the first time I can place it.
Oh, yeah. I think that's your shitty memory because we knew you were older than me and born in 1992 when I was young. Like, not even college level. Like, yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
Let's jump into one more fucking Bible story that we can fucking rip apart, and then we'll do the Am I the Asshole just to end out this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Make myself a Tito's vodka. But do y'all know the story of Abraham?
Okay, is that the dude who was like going to sacrifice his son with like the burning sheep?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Oh my God.
So yeah. You know, God comes to him, like, through an angel. And, you know, it's like, hey, Abraham. And I kind of wonder if, like, this angel was just, like, fucking with him and, like, just did this without God's knowledge. He's like, hey, Abraham, you know what God would really like? And Abraham's like, what? What would God like? I will give him anything I can. Your son. He's like, my son. Like, how am I supposed to give him my son? It's like, kill your son. Murder him. And Abraham's like sitting there like, okay, I guess. And you know, he's like, come on, son. Come on, wake up. Let's go. And he takes his son, you know, on a walk. Oh, Papa, what are we going to do? You know, it's another great day of loving the Lord and all this great bullshit. And he takes him out. He's like, all right, you know, put on these handcuffs and put on this blindfold. He's like, all right, Dad, anything you say, as I trust in the Lord. And he's like, I do too. And then, you know, he's like, has this knife. He's like about to kill his son on like an altar. And God comes out and is like, what the fuck are you doing, asshole? And you know, God, like, Abraham's like, I'm killing my son for you. Like, that's what you wanted. He's like, no, I was testing you and you passed. Good. Like a psychotic ex-girlfriend. Like, there's no way this is going to be a girlfriend for any much longer. But, like, just, like, a test like that? Like, I just wanted to see if you would. And it's obvious that you would.
Like, isn't, like, Abraham the younger of the two dudes? Because the second dude, like, his mom was, like, the side chick.
His mom was a side chick?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because, like, he had his wife, but then, like, but his wife was, like, she couldn't have a baby, so she was, like, here, fuck my maid instead. And the maid had a baby, and then, like, later down the road, then she got pregnant, and they were, like, oh, well, now we need to kick out the firstborn, because that was from the maid, not the wife. And that person turned into, I want to say the Muslims or some shit.
The Muslims.
Okay, I'm just trying to remember what my dad told me. Obviously, he's wrong, but, yeah.
Yeah, and the fucking ones that no one liked are the Muslims now.
Yeah.
The brown. Like one of my favorite things about the Bible is everyone thinks that Jesus was white.
Like, what the fuck?
This motherfucker is not white. And I think for some reason, like, Abraham had, like, cut off, like, his foreskin. He's like, do this, and it's like a mark that you're, like, one of us. And I feel like he was just, like, a mentally retarded guy. And people just were fucking with them, you know, dressing in white robes and make, I'm God. And like, one of the guys just, like, just got kind of, like, dark there for a second. He's like, kill your son for me. And then, like, he's like, all right, I go kill my son. He's like, what are you doing? Don't kill your son. He's like, okay. I love you, God. And like, they, like, left him alone after, like, they cut off their foreskin. And he's, like, writing down all this. It's like, they just never expected him to, like, be able to write because he is retarded.
Oh, my.
Like, would you, like, how far would you go for God?
I'm atheist, dipshit.
Yeah, no, if you knew for a fact that God was real. I'm atheist, too, but how far would you go for God?
I don't believe in him, so, I mean...
Okay, like, if someone, like, gave me every single ounce of proof that God existed, I'd be, like, one of those flat earthers and be like, nah.
Yep.
See, like, if God if was like, hey, existed, can I get...
I would refuse to worship him.
If God came to me and it's like, hey, can I get $5 for, like, the bus? I'd be like, walk, faggot.
Yeah, you can walk across water, you can walk across the street.
Yeah, like Chris Angel.
Like Chris Angel. Fucking damn. I walk on
him across the pool.
I'm like, yeah, no, I don't believe in you. I don't care about you. You know, go fucking suck a dick. I'd bully him. I would bully God. Oops. Making myself a vodka soda. Just pouring in my soda. Tito's. I just spilled a little bit of my soda, which is fine. But yeah, let's get on to the am I the asshole, because we're, like, already at 45 minutes. Ooh, I like this. Am I the asshole for banning my wife from the guest house and changing the locks without her knowledge? Let's see how long it is. Okay. My brother and our close mutual friend have been staying at my guest house since me and my wife bought our place. They have the means to get living spaces of their own, but we all enjoy this arrangement. In fact, I was specifically searching for a home with a guest house space. We split the utilities, and I don't charge them rent. There's an open-door policy when it comes to me coming and going. I will usually hang out with them after dinner. Sometimes, if I can't sleep, I'll go hang out. They're welcome to hang out at the main house anytime they see my car in the driveway, so they know I'm there. Occasionally, my wife will join us for these hangouts, but it isn't often. She and my friend, my brother, seem to have conflicting personalities. An incident occurred 2 weeks when my friend came home and found my wife standing in the living room of our guest house on her phone. This is obviously strange and a little off-putting. She just greeted her and went to his room. She left a little while later. He brought this up to me and asked not to say anything to her. He figured it was just there's a logical explanation and he didn't want to cause issues. The same thing happened to my brother. He came a few days after the first instance and she was standing in the living room on her way out. He was confused and asked what she was doing. She just brushed it off and said, you know, I wasn't told about this when it happened. The final straw came a few days after my best friend came home and found my wife in his actual room. He was obviously caught off guard and kind of raised his voice, asking her to leave. After I was updated on these final two instances, I spoke to my friend and brother about what they wanted to do. We finally decided to get the locks changed to the guest house. They are creeped out and felt unsafe with their privacy being invaded. When my wife discovered I had done this, she was livid. I tried to ask her why she kept going into the house, and she wouldn't tell me. She just kept iterating it was part of the house and she should be allowed to go in it. This whole thing has me confused and a little freaked out. Am I the asshole? You know, edit, my brother and his friend have to knock before getting invited to enter our house. They can't just barge in, even if they know I'm there. Edit 2, I pay 80% of the mortgage. At one point, I was paying 100% of it. My brother and his friend have offered to pay multiple times and always remind me that they'd like to, blah, 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 blah. Edit 3, my brother eats dinner with his wife once a week, and I spend the afternoon with them.
I feel like there's missing stuff.
There is definitely missing stuff. And B, is he hooking up with the mutual friend?
I don't know. I feel like there is missing stuff.
There's definitely missing stuff.
I love the first comment.
If a wife does that, that's like, there would have been other stuff.
Like either she's like, snooping like for a reason. Like that's my first thought, is she's snooping for something. What does the first comment say?
I have never wanted to hear the wife's side so bad. Me too. Yeah, there's something missing from OP's story.
I hear missing reasons. Like, oh, I don't know why my kids don't talk to me. Oh, maybe it's because you're a fucking asshole. Like, seriously, there's some posts like that where they leave, like, one detail out that's, like, totally changes the whole thing. Like, I feel like there's missing reasons. And if this is true at face value and there's nothing, then I think it's weird. And I think his wife probably needs mental help. Because there's no way that someone, a normal person, would do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a separate house separated from the rest of this shit.
Like, is there like a throuple going on in the background?
I don't know. Especially because he's hanging out with them all the time.
I'm sure there's some shit going on, and she's just trying to look for evidence of the shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's like looking for something.
That's what
I think that's true.
That is my interpretation of what's going on, and, you know, he just doesn't want to get fucking found out, so he restricted access for his wife to go in there, and, you know, that way she can't find nothing. I mean, But if it is as creepy as, like, you know, OP makes it out to be, he's like, my wife just barges into their house and I'm not doing anything and I'm just an innocent little boy over here, then yeah, she's creepy and breaking a bunch of fucking laws because they are technically tenants. You know, they're not paying rent, but they're still fucking tenants. And
that's also suspicious.
So, yeah, like, that breaks laws just on its own. You know, she can't just do that. But, you know, hopefully we'll see what happens, you know, after.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I'll ever remember to, you know, come back to the story. Let me scroll down and see if there's, you know. She doesn't have the right to inspect property without notice. The people in the guest house are residents. Yep, that's exactly. They have legal rights. The same way the landlord of an apartment building isn't allowed to be hanging out in your bedroom without notice while you're away. Yeah, and just going all the way through. If they receive mail there, address to them, they're legally considered tenants.
Mm. Wait, what?
You know, they're tenants. Here's my guess. They probably drink and smoke and do a bunch of drugs in the house. I'm not bashing people who do drugs. I'm all for it in moderation and harm reduction. The wife isn't a fan of it being done on the property and has expressed this, but they don't listen. They lie and tell her that none of it is happening and she doesn't believe them, so she checks. You know, and they're buying drugs in exchange for rent.
Huh. I don't know. This situation is so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
I mean, like, if I put a RV in my backyard and rented that out and then, like, just started going out and hanging out in it all the time, yeah, that'd be a fucking problem.
Yeah. It'd be weird.
So.
Yeah, I think there's some definitely missing reasons.
Does that say marinara flags? Because if so, I am so happy.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, there. It's like an inside. There, it was about a post a long time ago, and they made a pun off of the post and said marinara flags instead. It's like the poop.
Well, no, it's a red sauce, right?
I'm wondering marinara, if the friend is a woman.
Yeah, no, there are key deeds set up.
Missing reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is posted 2 hours ago. Ooh. For some reason, my comments are no longer showing up on a thread, so anyone asking information, I can't provide it to you under my original post.
That sounds like a cop-out.
And he just now fucking posted this.
Oh my god, he's trying to CYA now?
Yeah.
Like,
1 minute ago.
Yeah, there's no going back from this.
Yep.
Oh yeah, he
so weird.
He fucking did a couple things.
Wow.
Yeah, you never refer if this friend is male or female, and he like bolded the, you know, he and his. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, gender doesn't matter. He could still be cheating.
With a dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would allow me to?
Do you remember?
OP. Okay. A, OP can be bi, and B, I've told you multiple times you can fuck all the men you want.
Yeah, this just seems
high
maintenance.
But it's not the same for everyone.
I feel like
everyone wants to share their partner.
No, I didn't even get locked. But yeah, I feel like they're just doing drugs out there, and his like wife is like just trying to figure out some shit.
Yeah.
Like, the wife definitely has some shit, and, yeah, we'll figure it out later, maybe. But thank you all so much for being here for the heretic episode. We probably won't, you know, come back to making fun of the Bible like this again. I am
not for a while.
Not for a while. Maybe. I might go like do some deep dives into some stories. This I enjoyed this. Fucking hour flew by. And yeah, see you all fucking next week. You're all awesome. And check out my other podcast, Argue This with Tron.
Full circle.
Yeah, I mean, like I said at the beginning, Argue This. It is a great fucking podcast where me, like a hardcore Republican capitalist, you know, argues points with one of my best friends who's kind of like a liberal, like a libtard.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
I'll tell him to his face. I don't give a fuck. The amount of fucking, you know, shit I've told him. I'm like, yeah, you're libtarded. Your cat's fucking a liberal too. Goddamn liberal commie. But thank you all, and we'll see you all next week. Oh, follow me Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. I'm all over the place. Alex the Truck everywhere. These girls don't have any social media. So if you want them to see your dick pic, send it to me, Alex the Truck.
Yep.
And I will force them to look at your dick pic, and it will not be a crime because we will grade it.
Yep.
Unfairly.
Unfairly, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And these girls have seen plenty of dicks, so they've seen fucking dick cheese. Yeah. So. Bye.
Bye.